Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is good to be back. The Feast of Tabernacles was a fantastic time. Today, the message title is Lessons from the Feast. These lessons are more focused on what I learned. Kerrville, Texas, 2019. Didn't think I was going to make it to Kerrville ever in my life. As I've always heard, it's more of a gentle, relaxed place. Well, it was gentle, it was relaxing and beautiful. And we saw deer. We saw deer in our front yard. So we saw a big, huge buck even, if there is such a thing in Kerrville. All the deer are very small compared to a northern deer. They're almost like pets. Our deer are almost three times the size. But anyhow, today, I wanted to share three lessons I learned from the Feast of Tabernacles. Three lessons from the Feast of Tabernacles. The first, listening is a gift from God. Please turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah was quoted a great deal at the feast this year, as it should be. Isaiah 55. And we'll just read verse 1 and 2. An invitation to abundant life. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money on what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Listen to me. Listen to the Lord. The Feast of Tabernacles. We ate. We ate at some beautiful places. I had a porterhouse, first time in what I can remember in at least 15 years. A porterhouse steak. It was actually only half the size, or a quarter of the, three-quarter size. As my daughter ate one quarter of it from me. So I guess I was on a diet at the feast. But we had a wonderful time, but we listened. We listened to the messages. We prayed. We listened. God's people are very blessed, and they know the truth. You can see the truth when they talk with you. I arrived to church early, as well as many of you did. And I listened. I didn't talk much. I listened to the people at the Feast of Tabernacles. I know, it's surprising that I didn't talk. But guess what? I probably ran across a lot of people that were similar to me, that enjoy talking more than listening. So I say that I listened, but in reality, I was forced to listen because they over-talked me. And it was designed that way. I listened to them. And what I learned was God's people are in many stages of life. Many are towards the end of their stage and just want to share their thoughts. There's a lot of conversation about this and that, about sicknesses, about overcoming. And I listened, and it was amazing to hear God's people share their messages. God's people are hurting. They are hurting and they are constantly under attack. I realize now that death is not the end. I didn't see people fearing death. I saw them dealing with death. But death will come. But not being spiritually prepared for the end is worse than death. That is what I got out of it, listening to everyone. We must be able to say, I fought the good fight. So the feast was very important. I listened. I listened to one gentleman tell me about his wife, who I believe was in the church before him. She vanished. She just took off. And she is around, but yet not around. And he is suffering because he has small little babies. He is suffering. And I just listened to his story. And you cringe when you think of every day his life what he has to do. 3 a.m. heading to work. And the circus that he has to do every day just to survive. And you could tell he's hurting by listening, just by listening. There's another gentleman that just talked with me. And then I later found out that his wife had just died. He was supposed to be doing services at the feast, but he wasn't able to because he is not able to talk. He is devastated by the loss of his wife. Now, he understands that, you know, hey, his wife made it, which is beautiful. But he suffered. He was suffering. But I just listened to him and all his stories. And they were short. He kept them short, but they were beautiful. And I learned lessons from that. The second point, you must serve others. I really learned that this feast. People that are able to serve and do serve are so very special. So much work and preparation went into the feast. How many feasts have we been to? A lot, right? This is my first feast recognizing all the work that went into it. I watched and I noticed how hard people worked. The Father's good pleasure. See, no matter how much we give God, we can never come close to scratching the surface of what He has done for us, much less what He wants to do for us. In this life, He offers awesome benefits. Some benefits. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. That is Proverbs 16, verse 7. And in the future, he has an incredible gift in store for his faithful flock. And Luke 12, verse 32, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, we know the connection between receiving the kingdom and serving. Lessons that I learned from the feast, serving was such a pleasure. One of the most exciting descriptions of the utopia of the kingdom of God was recorded by King David, a man after God's own heart. He wrote in Psalms 16:11, you don't need to turn there, 16:11, you will show me the path of life. And your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. These are kind of feast scriptures that we read, or talking about the joy that we know what is to come, the truth of God's people. Think of it this way. The more you serve, the more God notices you. The master of the universe knows you. That is so humbling. What an awesome thought. 3.3. Planning for the feast is so very important. I have never planned a feast like this feast. I think we had a message or something from a minister that talked about how we were supposed to plan for the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm just joking. We did have a message. And it said, you are to plan for the feast. And I did. I planned. And I understand now that when you plan and execute your plan, the feast is changed. So much can be done at the feast if we plan properly. Here are a few ways that I planned. Song leading. I practiced. And I pretty much got it right. I was very nervous, as we all saw. It was funny. But you're amongst God's people, so it doesn't really matter. It was a feast of firsts, and it was beautiful. Sermonettes. I stayed up all night preparing for the sermonette, and my wife stayed up with me going through everything. Then we woke up at 6 a.m., and we went through it again together. My wife got up. That was the last time at the feast she got up early. But it was great, but we prepared. And we were ready. And then I prepared the message, which our ministers in God's church do that a lot. So again, it's learning. I rented a large house so that I could have people over. Wow, when I got there, there were rules. This lady that I rented the house from had so many rules in place. If you have a human enter your house, you owe me $20. If they stay the night, it's the same, $20. If they stay for 1 hour, $20. I was like, what? If you have a dog, it's $35. If any animal, $35. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then I didn't get this message until after I made all my payment and one day before I got into the house. And here comes this list, this big. Planning for the feast. I was planning to, you know, entertain. So I sent her an email and, hello, you know, we're at the feast, I'm with a large group and we're in the church and I plan on having people over. And then I got the response back. Oh, don't worry about it. That's for, my house is usually designed and people come from wedding parties where they try to bring back 50 to 100 people because it's a 2-acre lot. So I was like, oh, okay. Anyhow, everything worked out perfect. I had, I think, 15 families come over to the house at different points throughout the feast. And again, a lot of people shared stories with me and I got to listen. So in conclusion, the feast was a feast of learning. It was a feast of firsts. It was the first time that I had experienced an opening prayer or any prayer, giving the prayer. First time ever song leading, first time speaking, first time listening, first time observing everything that I could, first time serving, never served before at the feast, not as an usher, not on sound crew. Never done a talent show before. I just haven't. And it was the first of sacrifices. What I mean by that is I didn't really get to speak with my wife. Usually we talk an hour and a half each day. I got to talk to her maybe an hour and a half the whole feast. It was intense. There was something going on all the time. And when I had free time, she was busy. She didn't get in until 11 or so late because that congregation at the Feast of Tabernacles was very intense on being together as a family. So when we got back, we had so much to talk about. We sacrificed to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. God gave us the feast to enjoy, but also to learn. Improving listening skills and being better at serving and helping is really our ultimate goal. Seek first the kingdom of God. Carefully plan for the feast will allow us to be in the right mind and to get the most out of that special time. Start your preparation now. Larry Roy Bell, his final message at the Feast of Tabernacles. How to have an excellent feast in 2020. So let us start now.